T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So producer Jess and I went out with a bunch of girls from work, and we went out throwing axes and had a really great time. And when we were talking about it on the air, Jessica mentioned something she used to do when she was a kid.
This is the best thing I've ever heard. And I really don't know why we haven't. We had our job interview with you. You should have told us this right off the get-go. You'd have been hired instantly.
Yeah, we were like, Jess, you were really good at it. Why were you so good at throwing axes?
I used to go to these things called rendezvous with my mom. Rifle club. She was in a black powder rifle club.
Okay.
Black powder rifle club.
Yes.
Like old school muskets and stuff like that.
Right. That took 10 minutes to load. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Wars were a lot slower back in the day.
Very much. And so it was pre-1840s themed. And so we had to get dressed up in period garb.
This is great.
And we would camp for like a week at these things called rendezvous.
Now, what kind of hotel was this?
No hotel. No. We camped. In period style tents. She had to like go online when there was barely an online.
Right.
And find a period style tent in period clothes. And we could only cook with like stuff that they had then.
So you couldn't go to a McDonald's. You couldn't go to a Holiday Inn. And do these tents come with dysentery or?
Every young kid wants to do that, right?
It was horrible. And we had to bathe like in the stream. I'm not even kidding about that. That was horrifying. Horrifying.
Now, there are some people listening right now that think that that's the best sounding thing they've ever heard.
Right. No.
Like, go back to, like, the pioneer days, shoe your own horse. Okay, this is like when the blacksmith was also the mayor.
Yeah, sure.
And the barber.
And he ran the bank. The funny thing is that parents, like, they think this is super cool, right? We'll have so much fun. But as a kid, you're like, are you kidding me?
She thought these were bonding moments. It was not long after my parents got divorced. And so she used this as like bonding with her two kids.
Sure.
Like, can't we bond in a hotel room?
Yeah, right.
In a water park?
Yes.
In a pool? Can we just go to a play pit somewhere? I get it.
Yeah.
But I also see where your mom was coming from as well.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean,
especially just divorced, wanting to do something to do with her kids that's unique.
Right.
And the fact that you had to get dressed up in pioneer clothes like you were, I don't know, like Laura Ingalls Wilder is awesome to me.
I almost got bit by a rattlesnake. Like, this is...
Well, that's not awesome.
I was... horrible.
Was it an actual rattlesnake
or
was it like a garter snake that was also part of the whole Pioneer Day revival?
No, every day we would have little meetings and everybody would do them. They're like, okay, be careful over here because there was another rattlesnake spotted over here. And like they killed a couple and they hung them up and ate them. It was wretched.
I think that Jessica's memory as a kid, things might have been blown out of proportion just a little bit.
I like the way they're sounding, though.
833-287-1037. Something your parents made you do as a child that you absolutely hated.
Again, 833-287-1037. Nicole, we'll start with you. What's the thing that your parents made you do that you couldn't stand?
Go to swimming lessons, and I still never learned how to swim.
Oh.
It was just bad teachers.
Maybe not.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning, asking you what your parents made you do when you were younger that you couldn't stand.
Yeah, you hated it.
Justin is in Oceanside. Justin, show us something your parents made you do that you couldn't stand.
Whenever I was little, I used to get in trouble quite often. So my parents made me stick my nose on the wall, and I absolutely hated it.
The one where you had to press your nose on the wall and you couldn't move?
Yeah, like, I was there probably like 10, 15 minutes, but I just tried to do everything not to have my nose on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Some parents used to put like a coin there so that you couldn't cheat and get out there. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Can I share something with my dad? Because when we would get in trouble, too, it was sit in the corner and twiddle your thumbs.
Sit in the corner.
Right? And,
wow.
and he would say, twiddle your thumbs. And I still remember probably one of the first times I had to do that. I actually was doing it because I thought he might check. And then he totally forgot that he had me sit in the corner in my room and twiddle my thumbs for like hours. He finally came back. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you told me to sit in the corner and twiddle my thumbs over hours. I finally stopped twiddling my thumbs and like I started like making up pretend things with like carpet fuzz and stuff.
Justin, this is why to this day Tammy's got the buffest thumbs you've ever seen. They're like bodybuilder thumbs. It's crazy.
Maybe that's why I hate wasting time now.
And that's why your nose is still flat to your face.
Yeah.
Shake that thing out like a cartoon. All right, pal. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Kathy's in Escondido. Kathy, something your parents made you do that you couldn't stand.
I had to iron my dad's underwear.
What?
Your
His
dad's
boxers?
Underwear.
He wore boxers. All I could think of is, why do I have to iron these? He's going to put them on and nobody's going to see them.
Right.
I'm thinking that right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy.
He did, yeah.
I wonder if it was just to, you know, distract his kids.
I don't know. There was just for a while, it was underwear and sheets, anything, or handkerchiefs, anything like that. It was, I don't know. It's just certain people had that. You had to have it ironed.
What a tremendous waste.
Uh-huh.
Danielle is in Lakeside. Danielle, what's something that your parents made you do that you couldn't stand?
Well, unlike Jessica, because I loved all that stuff, I was raised by my dad. Every Saturday night, my grandma would tie my hair in rags, and every Sunday for church, I had to wear a dress.
Oh, and you didn't want to do that. You'd rather be out doing the old Pioneer Days thing like she did.
Yes, I would.
What do you mean when you say tied your hair in rags? What does that mean?
It would make curls the next day.
It's to curl it. Yeah, they were called rag curls. Yeah.
Rags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it does. You just got to wrap your hair in anything, right? I mean, and if you tie it, it would stay that way when you slept
Was it hard to sleep with rags in your hair?
Well, it didn't tickle.
Yeah. I remember having to wear white tights, and I hated tights. Hated them. And I purposely, when I was sent out to play, I purposely ground my knees into the grass. And when I came back in, I got yelled at. Look what you did to your tights. You're never going to wear them again. I'm like, yes.
Perfect.
I pretended I was upset, but I didn't want to wear them.
That's hilarious.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks for that little memory. That's great.
No problem. Have a great day.
My mom and dad. My dad used to make me wear, he bought me these green pants, like I'm some kind of golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Green pants. What kind of boy wants to wear bright green? And I'm wearing like jeans.
Yeah.
They're like polyester.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to serve altar as an altar boy in church, and my dad's like, wear your green pants to church today. I'm like, I don't want to wear green. I don't want to hurt his feelings, though, right? So I did, and my dad's like, look at those. That's a sharp pair of pants you got on. Every kid made fun of me. Like,
oh,
nice pants.
For real.
Dork. Mm-hmm. I'm kick your butt later after church.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.